This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In Ukraine, opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko has declared victory in the country's repeat presidential election. With nearly all the votes counted, Yushchenko has a lead of about 10 percentage points over Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. His victory in an election in November was thrown out by the Ukrainian Supreme Court due to massive government fraud. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Kiev.
As it became clear that Viktor Yushchenko had overwhelmingly won the presidency of Ukraine, thousands of his supporters streamed into Kiev's icy Independence Square in the middle of the night. At 3 o'clock in the morning, Yushchenko told the revelers that they were living in a new country, one free of the corrupt and often autocratic regime of President Leonid Kuchma, who's ruled Ukraine for 10 years. And Yushchenko ridiculed Prime Minister Yanukovych's contention, as well as that of Russia, that these Orange Revolution street protests, which attracted hundreds of thousands of people over the past 6 weeks, were orchestrated by the United States or European countries.
We will prove that Ukraine's future depends not on Moscow, not on Poland, not on America, or on Europe. Ukraine's future depends only on us.
Many people in the crowd, some of them accompanied by their small children, wept as the Ukrainian national anthem reverberated off the surrounding buildings. This is the culmination of a remarkable few weeks when Ukraine finally shed its docile political reputation. And as far as opposition supporters are concerned, moved itself closer to the European mainstream. 30-year-old business manager Alexandra Kozlova said the protest had shown that old Soviet-style tendencies were giving way to a new generation in Ukraine.
When people rose up, it was unexpected for everyone. But it was especially important for the young people who don't remember a time when their feelings had to remain hidden. The younger generation doesn't remember those times, and that played a big role.
The jubilation in Independence Square contrasted vividly with the downcast mood at Prime Minister Yanukovych's headquarters across town. Despite ample evidence in recent days that he was way behind Yushchenko, Yanukovych still predicted victory before the voting ended. But he seemed to be preparing himself for defeat. If we do lose, we will be a vigorous opposition force, the former factory director said. Then they will see what a real opposition is. Yanukovych's demise was helped by his loss of control over Ukraine's government machine. He was abandoned by outgoing President Kuchma after the Supreme Court threw out the results of the earlier election rigged in his favor. International observers said there was less pro-government fraud this time around. Yanukovych still, however, retained his support in the eastern third of Ukraine, a predominantly Russian-speaking area. Olga Krizhanovska of the magazine Korrespondent says restoring trust between the East, Ukraine's industrial heart, and the more cosmopolitan capital Kyiv, a nationalist west of the country, might not be as difficult as once thought.
The most unsettled question is what's going to happen with those like separatist tendencies of the East. I personally think that they would fade out because I don't believe that people in the East really, really want to break free from Ukraine because it was never brought up in 13 years of Ukraine's independence.
Krizhanovska and many others here see the East-West estrangement as at least partially a function of massive state control and propaganda in the East, where even Ukraine's modest independent press has been essentially banned. The government had told Easterners that they might lose the right to work in and travel to Russia if opposition leader Yushchenko became president. In the end, those tactics failed, though, and the Orange Revolution appears to be complete. The opposition celebrations went on all night in Independence Square. 62-year-old milk factory worker Ludmila Berezhok danced and drank from a bottle of beer. The government assumed that people would not go out into the streets to protest, Berezhok said. They were wrong. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kyiv.